Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sevilla, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805 out of New York. It's Wednesday, it's April 24th on the flagship station for all of Salem Media. I'm proud to be on AM 970, TheAnswer.com, streaming worldwide these days. And proud to tell you that Stephen Moore is the Joe Piscopo Show resident scholar of economics. Stephen, welcome back to the show. Thank you for taking the time, my friend.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, I love your article. I'm looking at this opinion. Stephen Moore just posted just a mere hours ago, why small businesses hate Binomics. Right. I love it. Thank you for that. We're getting killed. We're getting killed. And yeah. Nobody's addressing it. Give us your breakdown and what this is all about, Stephen, if you would, sir.
Well, Joe, you can relate to this. You're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner at, you know, 8 or 10 employees. And, you know, a small business, we define small business usually 100 employees or less. Corporate America is doing just fine in this Biden economy. It's the small businesses that are really getting hammered. And they're getting hammered by the inflation that we've talked about week after week that keeps getting worse and worse. And these small businesses have a hard time, you know, passing these costs on to their consumers. And so what I found in this analysis that I did based on a group called NFIB, which is represents tens of thousands of small businesses, is that small business confidence is lower today than it's been any time in 12 years. Even lower, by the way, Joe, than during the COVID when a lot of businesses were shut down. And that's because a lot of small businesses cannot make ends meet and they're under a lot of financial stress. And I've got to say this, Joe, you know, I think you agree with me. I think our small businessmen and women are the spinal cord of our economy. We can't survive without them.
Yeah, it's so true. And there's no, even, you know, like I always say to folks listening, where do you get a mortgage? You know, and we've got a great bank. I've got a buddy in the bank that does understand that at Unity Bank, our local bank, you know, but where do you go? And my kids, Stephen, my kid, Gen Z kids, where do they, you know where they go? They come live with dad. Come on, live with dad. Live in my house, man. You know what I mean?
Well, people in I have experienced the same thing. You know, I have three sons and you know, they're doing pretty well, but they can't afford to buy a house and they're in their late 20s and their 30s now.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
The American dream. But how can you? I mean, it used to be if you had got a 30-year mortgage on a new home, you would pay maybe under Trump, maybe $1,500 a month in your, you know, mortgage payment, depending on where you lived. Now you're paying $2,500 a month or more. Because of the higher interest rates that are, you know, did you see the mortgage rate just went back over 7%? It was 2.9% when Trump was president. So I don't know. I hate to see this because it's really, you know, I think of small businesses and also I think of homeownership as kind of the symbols of the American dream. And they're struggling right now.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's why I always say to folks on the fence, you know, because you and I know Donald Trump, you know, and we see the fiasco in the courtroom. And I don't even want to, you know, you don't want to go there because, here they go talking about Trump again. But I just look the way it was then, the way it is now. And what you did, Stephen, I'll tell you once, I'll tell you 1,000 times, you and Larry Kudlow and Art Laffler and Steve Mnuchin and Mr. Trump and the whole team over there, you brought us the best economy. I felt it. I knew it. And I'm a single father working hard, my brother. And I saw the stock market, even though now it's tenuous now. Yeah. It was not tenuous. It was doing great then. And then, my 401k, I went, this is great. I admit you made me, Stephen Moore, and I'll thank you on the air. I could actually, if God forbid I say the wrong thing.
You should buy me lunch or something. I want a donut. Where are the donuts? Where's the coffee?
At least something. Something.
I know. I want to say something, Joe, if I may.
Please.
I want to make an important, serious point.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Last month, this is important. Last month, my buddy Peter Navarro. Do you know who Peter Navarro is?
The best. Great guy. Unfortunately, victim of this, this insanity. Yeah.
That's exactly where I'm going right now. You know, Peter Navarro, and by the way, Peter and I sometimes we disagree, we have disagreements in the Oval Office with the president, you know, and I didn't always agree with Peter, but I consider him a friend, even though sometimes we were on the opposite side of argument. But he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden Justice Department has put him in jail for four months behind bars.
That's right.
For being a policy advisor to Donald Trump? You know, I think I wake up, I've told this story before, but I want to make sure your listeners know. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, and I have this fear. It's like a ongoing nightmare. There's going to be a pounding on the door in my in my house, and I get on the door, and there are going to be three FBI agents taking me away. Because and what is my what did Peter Navarro did? What is his quote crime? It was serving Donald Trump. And you know what he and I admire the guy. He did not rat on Donald Trump. What he discussed in the Oval Office with Trump was privileged information. If they had done the same thing to me, I don't know if I would have the courage to do what Peter Navarro did. But I'm making a very serious point here, folks. I don't care if you're a liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. We cannot have a justice system that is totally weaponized and politicized as it is right now. And we're seeing the three-ring circus that's happening in New York. You're seeing it day after day with this outrageous trial against Trump. Now they're going after anybody who provided advice to him. I'm sorry, Joe. I think that's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
It is. And Peter Navarro, as you said, you know, an assistant to an advisor to President Trump who wanted to bring manufacturing and was the one guy that stood strong against China. And then they have this the January 6th fee, this kangaroo court. They subpoena Peter. Peter doesn't go in. Hunter Biden been subpoenaed? Is he in jail?
Yeah, exactly.
Stephen Moore? Hunter Biden in jail? Yeah. They lock up Navarro. And they, they shackle him at Reagan Airport. Like he's a killer, like he's a criminal.
Yeah, like he's exactly. And they put him in, and I have to say that again, any fair-minded person, we can have disagreements about, you know, that's America. We have disagreements about policy issues, and sometimes I even disagree with you on things, Joe. But you know, the point is that since when do we put people in jail for providing advice? You know, if Donald Trump wins, and I pray that he does, you know, he may ask me to serve with him. Obviously, if the president asks you to do something, you do it. But I'd be worried about, I don't know, if I go, you know, become an economic advisor to Trump, are they going to turn around and put me in jail?
They will.
That's what Fidel Castro does.
You're right on the money on that, and the fear of it, and to come in, the weaponization of the Department of Justice is scary. And I was going to say too, if I was going to thank you for building the 401k under the Trump administration, because I'm one word away from this mic being taken away, and and somebody knocking at my door, man. I'm telling you, I worry, and don't worry about it. I expect it because it's like what they're doing now to Donald Trump. There's no case. This is third world banana republic business. Even more, you know it, and
that's exactly what I wrote in my hotline. I mean, you stole the line from me. You're great. It is. It's like this is what banana republics do. They put their political opponents in jail. And folks, again, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. We all know this is wrong. We have policy disagreements. We air them out. We have elections, but we don't put our enemies. And they're sending a signal. Peter Navarro is just being, he's in jail, which I think is outrageous. And they're saying, look, if you help Donald Trump, if you vote for Donald Trump, we may come after you too. And that is wrong, Joe. It is absolutely un-American.
It's so true. And before we let you go, Stephen Moore, tell us about the non-compete agreements that Biden's trying to do. I have a non-compete on my contract with Salem. I can't go somewhere if I leave. Why would they go there? Could you explain that to us, please, Stephen?
Yeah, this ruling just came out, I guess, late yesterday. And basically, let's say, you're a scientist and you're working, say, at a pharmaceutical company and they're paying you for years and years to come out with a new drug that, you know, could deal with cancer or something like that. And, you're paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then another firm can come and take you, you know, and hire you. And then you can give all that information to your rival firm. The reason that non-competes exist is so companies can make sure that their employers, the people they're working for, can't transfer, you know, information to their competitors. And this is going to have a very negative effect on our research and development facilities that kind of thing. So I think this is wrong. I think non-competes can have a very important role in our businesses. And it, look, if you, it's a free country. If you don't want to sign a non-compete with a company, you don't have to. I mean, you can say, sorry, I'm not going to work for you if you have a non-compete, but it's a free country. I don't want the government to tell you know, employees and employers what they can and can't do, and that's exactly what this is doing.
And so, Stephen, I'm telling you, top of your game, man. Keep the fight. We love watching. We love listening. We always appreciate it. And, yes, at least a lunch, something, a dinner. I owe you.
Come on. I mean, and I never got my raise this year for being the chief economist of the Joe Piscopo. I mean, come on. I got to make ends meet. Have you looked at what food costs today and, you know, what it costs to fill up
is
the
it,
tank, Joe?
That is it.
Where's my colon? Where's my cost of living increase?
You got it. Stephen, thank you. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
Right.
Stephen Moore right there. And we just re-exed his article out, which is a great article in, about small business and about the this non-compete business is crazy. And you know what I want to also touch on? It's 8:16, and we're going to break in a moment. And we have Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jack Jacobs will join us, Dr. Eric Kaplan as well. But I want to tell you the Senate on Tuesday, and we should address this early on, but we get too silly in the early morning hours. But that Senate did pass the $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, and that's $61 billion going to Ukraine. Ooh, you know, and the measure passed by 79-18, and now goes to Biden. Biden will sign it, he said. The package also includes $15 billion in military aid to Israel. Okay, and now this, $9 billion. These are B. This is billion. Did you just pay your taxes, by the way? April 15th, did you pay taxes? This is where our money goes. They're opening the border. We have nothing. I can't even tell you what we get anymore from the government, from our government, and they're giving it away to everybody else. $9 billion in humanitarian, quote-unquote, aid for Gaza and other war-torn areas. $9 billion. And this is what gets people upset, and this is what I understand. By the way, it also provides $8 billion in security assistance to deter Chinese aggression in the Indo-Pacific. So, and then TikTok, by the way, it includes language to force the Chinese owner of TikTok to divest from that app, which is used by more than 140 million Americans, otherwise face a ban within the United States. I agree with that because they were TikTok in China. All they do is teach math and they teach science on TikTok. Here, I think it's just destroying generations. I honestly believe that. Although, you know, I mean, it's so incredibly popular. But if you just have an American, company buy it, I think that would solve the problems, I think. But the centerpiece of the package is the $47.7 billion that would flow through the Defense Department to provide training, equipment, weapons, logistics support, and supplies to help Ukraine's military, as well as the $13.4 billion to replenish U.S. equipment sent to Ukraine, $20.5 billion for U.S. Armed Services support in Europe. And it also includes $9.5 billion in economic aid to Ukraine, structured as a forgivable loan. Did you get a forgivable loan? Did you get a forgivable loan on your house? Do these people know what they're doing? You know, so in any case, that forgivable loan was an idea that former President Trump gave life to when the Senate passed a previous version of the $95 billion assistance package in February. However, I understand you got to help Ukraine. The point is we should never be there. If people just came to their senses or if there was a truthful election, then you wouldn't have Vladimir Putin into Ukraine, and it wouldn't cost us all this money. Oh, please. It's so easy. You see it, and I see it. And this is now we got it. Now we're taking our tax dollars and just throwing it away. So I understand what people are upset. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, is going to be down speaking to college students today, which I think was a cool move in New York City. Yes, he's coming to New York City. So I hope they got security for that guy. Honestly, I mean that. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Deb is out there checking out roads. How's traffic doing this morning, Deb, by the way, at about 20 after 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, we've got plenty of issues. And remember, Joe, alternate side parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Fire department activity over on Avenue A between East 7th and East 10th. Everything is closed there because of a structure fire. Watch for slowdowns as you take a ride to the LIE East at Little Neck Parkway. They're just cleaning up an accident. Deegan is busy northbound in the 230s with an accident in the right lane. Delays go way back door down toward the Cross Bronx. Now, the inbound George Washington Bridge down to about 15 minutes. Lincoln 20, Holland, that's about a 30-minute delay. Watch for some slowdowns right now as you take a ride to the thruway southbound getting down toward exit 12. That's an accident. It's on the shoulder getting down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. 95 still busy southbound down through exit 18 into 13 getting down through the Westport area. Merritt Parkway southbound still slowing down into New Canaan. Partly cloudy today, high of 71. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. You know, Debbie's got a heart of gold, always doing charity work, and I try to do the same. They call me Joey Benefit, you know. You got a charity, I got a tuxedo. I come early, I stay late. How you doing? So when I tell you about food for the poor, you know, I want to lean on your heart, and I know it's tough these days. I'm telling you, just talking about the economy. But if you got in any amount that you give to food for the poor makes an incredible difference. And if you give $80, a mere $80, right, provides life-saving food for two children, $160, that provides life-saving food for four children. If you want to do a thing at the office, like to give back kind of thing, you know, a $320 gift, a one-time gift provides life-saving food for 10 children. And it's, you know, and I know food for the poor. If there's a disaster in America, they are there. They're helping the kids all around the world, in the Caribbean, Latin America. There's COVID. There's natural disasters, record-setting inflation, skyrocketing food costs. I mean, just the war, flooding, quarantine. What a nightmare. So there, but for the grace of God, go us. So we lean on your heart. If you get a chance to call, here's the number, 855-919-HOPE, 855-919-4673. Or go, it's easier if you get a chance, you go to the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Click on that red Give Food banner for food for the poor at am970theanswer.com.
Mike Gallagher says we're witnessing a theft.
Bogus criminal case against Donald Trump. A so-called hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. So now Alvin Bragg has figured out a way to turn it from a misdemeanor into a felony just in time for the election. They are trying to steal the election. No other way to put it. There is an attempt to rig the 2024 election that we're witnessing before our very eyes.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's medical minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
The symptoms associated with inflammatory bowel disease may vary. Symptoms of ulcerative colitis are typically bloody diarrhea with severe urgency and an incomplete sense of evacuation of stool after a bowel movement. In Crohn's, patients may result in diarrhea or constipation even, but often present with abdominal pain, intestinal blockages that are associated with nausea and vomiting. Sometimes an abnormal connection known as a fistula can develop between the intestine and another organ, leading to infections or other abscesses.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Okay, I'm going to give you the number to FasTech Industries. Okay, FasTech. Okay, roll-off containers. You know, you want to clean out your garage. Construction. I know you're listening in your truck. You're on site on the construction site. We know you listen, and you want to just get rid of that demolition debris. They specialize at FasTech in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, all throughout the five boroughs, New Jersey, and now Westchester County, by the way. So you can rear load trash contractors containers. They're called rear load trash containers. You know what I'm talking about, right? 1 to 10 yards compactors, 25 to 40 yards, number one supplier of recycled product, by the way, and also number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. So number one provider of roll-off containers. These are the gentlemen that came out to the house, took care of my garage. You know, my son came in last night. It was great. And the garage was such a mess. The FASTEC folks came out, cleaned out everything. It was fabulous. So I was proud that my boy came in, pulled his car into the garage, and I wasn't embarrassed with the mess. Will you please call Joe C? He's standing by for you, all right? Shout out to Teresa and the great team over there. 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. You mentioned that you heard this on the Piscopo show, and you get $25 off your next roll-off container rental. You can go online to FASTECIN.com. It's FASTECIND.com. FASTECIndustries.com. FASTEC Industries, now serving Westchester County, and FASTEC Industries is a DeFazio company.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970. The answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So we reach out to Colonel Jack Jacobs, a retired colonel in the United States Army, Medal of Honor recipient for his valor during the Vietnam War, and a military expert kind enough to join us. Colonel, welcome back to the show. Jack, always awesome to have you with us, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, we always appreciate it, Jack. And Colonel, the $95 billion foreign aid package passed the Senate. Jack, can we ask, how do we know what goes to Ukraine? And people are suspect of this. I mean, you have to, and let me start here, if I may, Colonel, because you know, we love your measured tone, sir. But Vladimir Putin, he's going to ramble right through, like a wrecking crew, right through Ukraine, and might even go to the NATO countries. You feel that, correct? That's in Putin's DNA, correct?
Well, he's going to try. He hasn't done it yet. Part of the Russian problem is that they've learned a great deal tactically since they started the war. They are still don't have the leadership with experience doing things the way they need to be done in order to be successful. So you get this stalemate at the moment, which has existed for quite a while and probably will for a while, with the Ukrainians on the one hand and the Russians on the other having small local tactical successes. So they'll continue to have this stalemate, like it's almost like World War One for the people at the front lines, with exchanges of technological capabilities of delivering munitions on the other. So you get this juxtaposition of World War One stalemate on the ground and 21st century weapons being exchanged through the air. It's nobody's ever seen this before. We hope we don't see it again. But right now, nothing's happening except the exchange of munitions through the air and over the border, Joe.
And can we itemize the money that goes over there, $95 billion? And I understand, and the point is you got to stop the – first of all, we shouldn't be here, as we all know. We shouldn't be Putin should have never gone into Ukraine. But it happened because the lack of leadership, in my opinion, Colonel Jacobs, in the White House. However, $95 billion, everybody's going, no, you can't just send it to Ukraine. You got to do something. But how about itemizing it? A colonel. Is that possible? I mean,
well,
you know,
it is. Yeah, it is itemized to a greater or lesser extent. The problem is not not specifying how the money is spent, but how the munitions get delivered and making sure that 100% of it gets to the Ukrainians on the front lines and who are fighting the war rather than getting siphoned off and going someplace else. So what's really important is not what goes over there, and we know exactly what goes over there because we're buying it, but how much of it is getting to the Ukrainians and mechanisms for ensuring that that there's not profiteering and that people are not siphoning it off and selling it elsewhere. That's a problem, and having supervision over that all the way over in Ukraine, that's the difficult part. We know what's going. We got to make sure what we want to go goes.
Yeah, and $9 billion, Colonel Jacobs, in humanitarian, quote unquote, humanitarian aid for Gaza. and other war-torn areas. So this is, I think, what incenses people. Does it go to Gaza, or will Hamas hijack that as well?
Well, that's harder to supervise. You know, over in the Ukraine, we've got NATO supervising things, and we have a high degree of confidence that the majority of the stuff is getting where it's supposed to go. But aid to Gaza is something else altogether. You know, you probably remember that when Yasser Arafat died, he was one of the richest people on the face of the earth because he siphoned all that money off. Money in Swiss banks, billions and billions of dollars. Well, we got the same problem in Gaza. We don't have a high degree of confidence that that's going to be able to. The money that's being allocated is going to be taking care of the Gazan people. That's a real problem, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Yasser Arafat was the head of an organization called the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and it was a terror group. And they went all throughout the Middle East, and he made billions of dollars. You're right, Jack. Thank you for bringing that up. That's what we fear here, I think. And I think that's what common sense Americans fear as well. And is NATO stepping up to pay for any of this, Colonel Jacobs? Do we know? I mean, we always hear, oh, yes, they are, but then the percentages are so low, it's disconcerting to every American.
Well, yeah, it's not just them. It's everybody else is talking about how difficult it is for people in the Middle East. This is completely anecdotal. There's an inverse relationship between how much people scream about the plight of the Gazans and how much they are they're actually doing to help them out. So the people who scream the loudest are doing absolutely nothing. It's a real problem. The biggest problem, of course, is what's going to happen next, you know.
Yeah.
And the Israelis have said they're all teed up to go into Rafah, but they're going to have some safe areas near the ocean, because there's a strip of land there that has there's nobody there, and they're going to move Gazans over there so that the Israelis can go into Rafah and root out the rest of Hamas. There's a line of thought that says that Israel is saying they're going to do that so that Hamas is on its heels, and it doesn't, though it has a date for when it's going to go attack Rafah, it's not going to be anytime soon. It's difficult to see what's going to happen afterwards. That's the real problem, Joe.
Yeah, and Jack, before we let you go, so here you are, a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, and then you go to receive the Medal of Honor for your extraordinary valor in Vietnam. And we invite everybody to Google Colonel Jack Jacobs and see how he saved lives and his just absolute heroism in Vietnam. So now on the campuses, Jack, the anti-Semitic, what is going on in New York? It's in New York, and the Jewish community has helped build these educational institutions more probably than anybody else. And then the students come in, and they're all family-oriented, the Jewish families that come in. What is with this anti-Semitic madness that is reminiscent of 1939 pre-war Germany?
Well, it's been encouraged by faculties and by administrators and by leadership through decades and decades. I was talking to somebody who's actually quite a thoughtful person just the other day, who mentioned to me that he thought that higher education in the United States is a continuing criminal enterprise, that these institutions that they ought to be subject to RICO, that these institutions have collected up billions. I mean, yeah. Harvard's endowment is tens of billions of dollars. And what they've been doing is teaching generations of people to be anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-everything, and that they have that the students and the faculty have the authority to shut everything down. Well, you know, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. What we're seeing on campuses now is the result of decades of pouring money into institutions which had not kept either their students' education nor the safety and security of other people in mind, Joe.
Yeah, Jack, thank you for your service. Thanks for taking the time with us. And your measured approach is appreciated. Your expertise is always valued, my friend. Colonel Jack Jacobs, thank you, sir. And thanks for your service to this great country, Jack.
You're very welcome, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs, that's a true American hero, a man making a lot of sense. And if you Google, again, Jack Jacobs, man, I don't know how he did it, but God bless him, how he just saved lives and just fought like you know, the true hero that he is in Vietnam. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 8:35. Great to have you with us this morning. There's a lot to get into. Dr. Eric Kaplan's going to join us. We're going to talk, you know, it is indeed Autism Acceptance Month. We will address that with Dr. Eric Kaplan. Ricky Schlott's going to join us, 9 o'clock hour. Actually, a part-time student at Columbia. Great gal. Common sense young person. I know, that sounds hypocritical to say that, but she really is. Michael Goodwin's going to join us from the Post, and Clint Howard, the great actor, will join us. It's 8:35, and Al is in the newsroom on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
61 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. U.S. prosecutors are charging four Iranians for a hacking campaign that targeted American federal agencies as well as sensitive data from defense contractors. They targeted the U.S. State and Treasury Departments along with more than a dozen companies. That's what prosecutors allege in an indictment that was unsealed in the Southern District of New York yesterday. The hacking took place between 2016 and 2021, affected more than 200,000 devices containing sensitive or classified defense information. That, according to Damian Williams, the U.S. Attorney General for the Southern District of New York. Governor Hochul celebrating a historic agreement as part of the 2024 state budget to address New York City's housing crisis, joined yesterday by other leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Mayor Eric Adams. Hochul said the cost of housing comes down if more are built. She says the years in the making deal in Albany will create high-paying construction jobs for union members, which will lead to thousands and thousands of new affordable housing units. The agreement also includes $500 million to build up to 15,000 new homes statewide, as well as more protection to tenants and tax breaks for developers that rent at below market prices. In sports, Rangers managing to hold on for a 4-3 victory over the Capitals in Game 2 of their best-of-seven first-round series. The Blue Shirts lead that best-of-seven now 2-0. Yankees over the Athletics 4-3. In the Mets, they've now lost 3 straight. They fell to the Giants again in San Francisco by the final of 5-1. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hi, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered rules in effect. Let's go out to Hudson Bergen Light Rail. Still suspended Newport to 2nd Street. Also, Hudson Bergen Light Rail suspended Newport to Hoboken. Tickets and passes are being cross-honored on path for travel between Newport and Hoboken. Avenue A is closed between East 7th and East 10th. It's all due to fire department activity. We're seeing delays on the LIE eastbound getting out toward Round Swamp Road into Plainview with an accident. And it looks like you're slowing down on the westbound side of the LIE getting out through Sunnyside Boulevard. That's a disabled vehicle in the way, so prepare for some delays. Deegan North in the 230s, they just cleaned up an accident. Over on 9 northbound, stop-and-go traffic through Sayreville getting out toward Ernston Road. It's some ongoing right lane construction heading right through that spot. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 71. Sun tomorrow, high of 57. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Pluto TV. Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app, Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of Americans' veterans. First responders as well, and their families. Well, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Okay, so let me tell you about this, if I can. David Marshall, right, served in the Army during World War II. Check it out. Fought in the Battle of the Bulge. That was after D-Day. That was after Operation Overlord. That was the bulge. That's where that was the last stand of the Nazis. And I mean, for this gentleman, David Marshall, to fight in the bulge is extraordinary. Well, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud Tunnel to Towers Foundation donor. So Tunnels to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, but so many need your help. So join the Tunnels to Towers family, please, on its mission to do good and never forget. $11 is all we ask. $11 to Tunnels to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And like I always tell you, God bless you for helping out the Tunnels to Towers Foundation.
We are moving now.
Electric bikes are everywhere. They are quiet and very fast. Teens ride them on the roads, in bike lanes, but also in places they should not be, like sidewalks and parks.
Look out!
When you ride, wear a helmet. Don't speed. Watch out for pedestrians and cars. New York State and your community have specific rules for electric bikes. Follow them. Go to trafficsafety.ny.gov for more info. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
All right. Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Let me tell you about why refi, okay? A secure investment that actually helps people. And I tell you about Lindsay, owed around $270,000 in student loan debt. You know, and after battling with other lenders, she reached out to YRefi, and they were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. You can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. Turn your income on or off. Hey, no fees. Hey, no attack on principal. You get your monthly statement with no surprises. It's a collateralized portfolio that may be a better place for you than where you have your money right now, you know? So please check out investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YREFI24. People all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return and are very happy with YRefi, and they don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market. Our friends at YRefi are trustworthy and honest. They care about you, so you could just go to investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Call 888-YREFI24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970. The Answer.
8:42 in the morning. It's Wednesday. It's April 24th. Great to have you with us always. Dr. Eric Kaplan is New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist practicing in New York and New Jersey, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, and the host of Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan right here, Saturdays, 8 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Kaplan, welcome back to the show. Eric, great to have you with us, my friend.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe. Always a pleasure.
Well, this month, Dr. Kaplan, is Autism Acceptance Month. And how exactly is autism defined these days, sir?
Well, they've really broadened the diagnosis. So they call it Autism Spectrum Disorder,
right,
which kind of incorporates all different developmental delays. So there's definitely a lot more autism now than there used to be. But some of it is because they changed the way they diagnose it, but then there's also definitely an increase, as the children will tell you in the classroom.
Yeah, and what is it exactly? It's just not being able to, I mean, they could hear everything, understand everything, they just can't reply. What are the symptoms of autism as we know it, sir?
Yeah, so, well, what it really is that the brain is disconnected. And the right and left brain is not communicating well. So they might not do certain things like with normal development, just as socialization or proper eye contact. We even have children that we see that are, they can't even speak. So it depends on how severe it is. There's all different, it could be mild, it could be moderate, it could be severe. But basically what it is the brain and the left and the right side, they're not communicating well with each other, so it's underdeveloped.
And is Asperger's, you hear about Asperger's, is that a separate disorder from autism, Dr. Kaplan?
It used to be separate, but now they all kind of lump it all together. But the difference between Asperger's and autism is a lot of times Asperger's, there is this high intellect. So they're like geniuses, but they might not have the social aspect. Their right brain, which is the more social part of the brain, is really low. But the left brain, which is the intellect and the mathematics and the language, that's really, really high. So they have really high on one side of the brain and really low on the other side of the brain.
So is that so interesting? How and the difference between like autism and someone being autistic, like we saw in the movie Rain Man. I mean, it's scary that the brain is that complex, Dr. Eric. You know,
right? That's the savant with Dustin Hoffman, right?
Yeah.
And he saw the toothpicks fall down, and he
yes.
Right. So he could, you know, he could visualize stuff that nobody could. You know, even they say Albert Einstein might have been autistic, right?
Oh, so
they
my say like, gosh.
Right, because they had certain areas of the brain that were really overactive and then certain areas that were underactive. Like, he got kicked out of school, you know, so he had some social issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, his intellect was way beyond anyone else, so he could see things that nobody else could see.
Well, they never told me that in school when I got kicked out. I wish I knew that then. I said, hey, Einstein kicked. Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, what? So they have medicines. How do you treat your autistic patients, sir?
Right. So the best way that I've found to be successful is working on what's called primitive reflexes. So, you know when you go to the doctor and they hit your knee and your leg kicks out?
That's
a normal reflex. So you're supposed to have that. When a child has autism, they have these reflexes that aren't supposed to be there. And so they're supposed to be gone after 1 year of age. So after 1 year of age, if they still have these reflexes, that means their brain's underdeveloped, and we could actually do brain exercises to catch up the brain to development. Just like you could go to the gym and strengthen your muscles, we do brain exercises to connect the left and right brain to help with the autistic kids so they're more social and they do better in school standings.
Isn't that fascinating? I don't know how you cover all this, Dr. Kaplan. God bless you. So if there's a parent listening, they feel like their kid is, you know, and you don't know. You don't know if there's sometimes they're, you know what? Interesting, if I may, I don't think he would mind me mentioning this, Dr. Kaplan, but Jerry Seinfeld said, because he sometimes you'll meet Jerry and, you know, and he won't be that conversational. And he's always been nice with me, and I never had the problem because I knew we were always buddies back in the days in the comedy clubs, but I think he said it himself. I think he did say I might be part autistic. You don't know. So if a parent sees somebody, and that is a positive story about Jerry, as brilliant as he is, if indeed he's you know, got any form of that to go on to the great success, you can do that. Yep. Where should parents go? Where can we find you, Dr. Kaplan, if they want some help?
Yeah, so I have two offices, one in the West Village in New York and then one in Bergen County, New Jersey. So you could give us a call or a text, 646-221-6738. And I would say the first step is to check for these primitive reflexes, because like you said, you don't know.
Yeah.
So if you come to one of my offices, we could literally check for these primitive reflexes, because early intervention is key. A lot of doctors say just wait and see what happens. I don't like to wait. I like to take action and prevent future problems from occurring.
All right. Can I ask you one question, Dr. Kaplan, before we let you go? I know you have, well, about the president, about Joe Biden, the president. Mm-hmm. I feel bad because my father had like dementia, you know, and I think it's such a hard, and you see the decline of these. My father was so intelligent, rest his soul. But the way, and I've talked about it, you've touched on it with us before, the way Biden walks, his steps, his hands, his rigidity in his hands, as a neurologist, you see there's got to be something wrong with this guy. I mean, it's not us, correct?
Yes, there's definitely some issues there. It's very obvious. You know, the problem is, you know, they're protecting him, so they don't want, you know, everyone to know that his brain is deteriorating, because he's the leader of our country. So, you know, that's kind of scary to put out there.
Yeah.
But yes. I mean, it's very obvious that there's something going on there. And there's very simple ways to check. Even actually, President Trump took that test. It's called the MoCA test.
MOCA. Right. Everybody could take this, actually. So you just download it online, and you do a score, and you have to get over 26 to have normal brain function. If President Biden took that MOCA test, there's no way he would get over 26.
Yeah. Hey, and Dr. Gottman, before we let you go, so is there going to be a shot for those of us? Because, listen, I'm not saying in an accusatory fashion toward Joe Biden. I wish him all the best. I actually feel bad that he's in that condition. But can we get a shot in the head one of these days? I mean, just to restart those. And then maybe in the future, we're looking to you, Dr. Gottman. Help us out. Yeah. What are you thinking? Huh?
Well, the unfortunately, there's never going to be like a shot or a pill that's going to cure Alzheimer's or autism or anything like that. Just it's not going to happen. But the good news is you could use a process called neuroplasticity where you could do brain exercises and strengthen your brain just to improve your quality of life. So even though there's no pill, you could do the work and you could improve your brain function.
See, at my age, too, I think my buddy, Dr. Rock Positano from HSS said, stay on the radio. He goes, stay on the radio. I go, why? He goes, it's good for your brain. He said this. And he's a foot and ankle, expert. Yeah. So now I can remember stuff clear as day. So I better stay on the radio, Dr. Kaplan, huh?
I always say the worst thing for your brain is retirement. So you never want to retire. You've got to keep working. You really do.
There it is. Great.
Maybe not as much, but you still got to keep working.
There it is. Thank you. Dr. Eric Kaplan, you the man. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. 646-221-6738 if you need anything regarding your child that you think may be autistic. Thanks, Dr. Eric. Great chat always. Come back soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. And don't forget, boost your brain power with Dr. Eric Kaplan. That is Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Joe on the radio, 851, and Debbie's on the roads. Hi, Deb. How we doing?
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening. If you're heading over to the inbound George Washington Bridge, 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 10. Avenue A is still closed between 7th and 10th because of fire department activity. Sunrise Highway East at Comac Road into Islip. Watch out for a crash. 9 northbound in Sayreville. Construction. 202 eastbound at Garden Lane into Yorktown. Looks like an accident. One lane is blocked. And the Deegan North in the 230s. Accident just cleared. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of Special Counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. You know, spring is here. I'm very excited. Mr. Joseph is very excited because I have my petunias. I got marigolds. I put hydrangeas out. I'm such a wuss. I really am. But you know what? I'm moving the flowers around. I'm hanging them up. I'm watering them, you know. Soaked myself with the hose because I'm a knucklehead. But you know what? I can get around, and I want you to be the same way. And I want you to try 100% drug-free Relief Factor. And I keep telling you this. Everybody would say to me, hey, Joe, at church, they would go, Joe, does that stuff really work? And then I would say, yes, it really works. Watch me kneel down and watch me get back up, you know. And then they go, Joe, that Relief Factor is great. And they'll tell me how many days it takes to get them out of pain. 8 days, 2 days, 5 days, 7 days. People tell me that, right? Give yourself 3 weeks with a quick start from Relief Factor, would you? It's a $19.95. You have nothing to lose. And you have a feel better or your money back guarantee. Nothing to lose, as we say in New Jersey. So you get your money back. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I think it will. So try the 3 week quick start from Relief Factor for less than $20 with a guarantee. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief, 100% drug-free. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Doesn't mask the pain like what pills do. It's 100% drug-free Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. FazTech specializes in the removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt in all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey, and now serving Westchester County. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. 718-494-1600. Joe C., you got to give him a call. Hey, Joe on the radio, and Jeff Nordine's at the weather answer desk. So, Joe, Jeff, we got about a week of kind of cold, and walk us through it. And then next week, spring, summer. Help me out, my friend. What are you thinking, huh? Come on.
Well, I am thinking that. So here's the deal. Today's not really bad, actually. I mean, we have some showers around, but we are going to see some sunshine getting to about 70. But then it's tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday that's kind of coolish in the upper 50s, low 60s. We do have sunshine tomorrow, clear skies overnight, and again sunshine Friday. And then by Saturday, we could see a shower. Otherwise, it's going to stay dry. Here we go into the end of the weekend, low 70s and 80 on Monday.
Wow, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Jeff Nordine. We appreciate it, my friend. You're well done. Jeff Nordine at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe on the radio. You know, coming up right at 9 o'clock is Ricky Schlott. What a great young kid. I mean, a kid that sees it, what's going on, and is a common sense person. So, and a part-time student at Columbia and went to NYU. So we're going to talk about what's going on. And she's a 20-something that understands how ridiculous all this is. All right. Now, Michael Goodwin is the chief political columnist for the New York Post. And he will join us. You don't want to miss it. And Clint Howard, he is appearing. You know him from Apollo 13, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Cocoon. Yes, Ron Howard's brother indeed. But he's going to be on The Bold and the Beautiful April 26th and the 29th. We'll have some fun with Clint Howard. Joe Piscopo, Al, Debbie, and Joe on the radio. And we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees and 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The state's largest solar-powered carport and battery storage system is being installed at JFK Airport. Officials say the system will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by around 6,000 metric tons annually. Located in the airport's long-term parking lot 9, the carport will be erected as a canopy, providing the added benefit of covered parking for 3,000 vehicles. In addition, Authorities say nearby low-income communities will benefit with discounted clean energy produced by the solar project. Smoky conditions at a pet daycare and boarding business in Essex County forced the evacuation of dozens of dogs. Officials say it happened at around 9:30 Saturday night at K9 Resorts Hotel in Fairfield. Police, fire, and K9 rescue workers had to break in to save the animals. The Humane Society helped move all 46 dogs to another pet care facility, but some older ones needed treatment from breathing in all that smoke and will be fine. No word on what caused the fire. Officials did say the smoke started in a neighboring business. And Central Park enthusiasts being reminded to keep an eye out after a coyote recently spotted in the park. A resident got video of the animal strolling through the park's Cherry Hill area this past weekend. Park officials believe it's the same coyote that has been seen multiple times around the park in recent years. Joggers and other parkgoers are being reminded that coyotes are mostly active at dusk and dawn, and to stay away from the animal should they come across it. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.